Blog Talk Radio. Let's paint them together. do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
How good was that? I just enjoy hearing, well, kind of myself, but not necessarily myself. I enjoy hearing the songs that I write for the Lord, having the opportunity to be a blessing in my show. So I'm just very grateful for that. Thank you, God, for giving me the gift to write music and stuff and songs. And so that was a song by me. That's why You're My King is the name of the song. And I am very, very blessed because of it. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for blessing me with this great music. I want to say hello to all my friends around the world. I hope you guys are good and warm and safe and God is blessing you. And I hope that, you know, if that is not the case, then you found the right station to listen to, because we want to talk about getting close to God. We want you to get so close to Him. We want you to praise Him. We want you to love Him. And we want most of all for Him to love you. And so if you tuned in just to be, you know, just curious, it didn't happen by accident. This is God's will for you. And so we're so blessed that you are here, Solar Records Radio, and we just want to just thank God right now. So, Father, thank you so much for bringing our listeners in. Father, thank you for allowing them to participate in, you know, this show as we just lift your holy name up, Father. So please bless them while they're here. Help them to understand your goals and your plans and all the things that you have in store for them, Father. Help them to give their hearts to you. Help them to come to you and ask for forgiveness, Father, and let them know that you, who you are the King of all kings. And we're so grateful for you. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Amen. And so, guys, you know, I just want to say to, you know, so I have like all kind of different things coming at me just before the show. And I was like, wait, but I got to do my praise show. And then, you know, I got this phone call about, you know, check this YouTube thing out. And it was about one of my artists that I produced years ago, and she's having problems and with everybody saying her name. That's why I'm not saying her name. And, you know, because I don't want to be a part of her problem and stuff. And she's just having a hard time. You know, she's done very well for herself, and she's still performing, and she's just not in the group anymore, but she's still doing her thing. And so I just, like, just do your thing. Don't worry about what people say. See what happens is with fame, when you get that, when you get famous and people know you, whether they know you for good or they know you for bad, your name is just a part of, you know, people's mindsets, and they're just going to say what they want to say about you whenever they want to say it about you. And so you can't get lost in that. Don't, you know, because she kept saying, just don't say my name. Don't say my name. Enough's enough. Don't say my name. It's like, come on. You have to just not listen to what these people have to say, you know, and move on, because people will pull you down. They will distract you, you know, from where you're supposed to go. And like, I'm trying to chase Jesus, and here I am listening to your video of you saying, don't say my name. I'm like, you know, God, so please help us as we try to focus on you and not on what the world is caught up in and all the craziness from the world, because the world is very distracting. If you look at the weather is just so extreme. You know, one minute is burning up and this United States is on fire, or your wherever country you're in is on fire. And then the next thing you know, we're freezing and it's below zero and people are freaking out. We got 70 degrees below zero. So anything to talk about besides God, anything to distract us from our reason for living. And so we have to do a lot more when it comes down to God. We have to really maintain and keep focus. We have to focus on Him and not let the world guide us, because the world is so busy. It's so busy that you know, without politics on top of it, you know, you got all this stuff going on. How ugly is that, right? I mean, I have people tell me in the UK, they're like, our politics is a mess. I said, well, you haven't seen a mess until you've seen our mess, you know? And so there's always something going on. So maybe we should be talking to God about, can you fix this, God? Can you do something about our politics, and can you fix the problems of the world? It's your world, God. You gave us this life, and we trust you in it, and we love you in it, and we just want you to make it so that we could be comfortable in it and not be so stressed out about all these different things that happen and stuff around here. Can you just bless us, please? Because we need it. It's ugly. So once we ask God to help us and to bless us in these things, then we can let go and just let God and trust him. And I know, and sometimes we expect things to happen right away. Have God ever said no to you? Has he ever said no? Have you ever gone to him? Okay, well, can I? No. Remember he did that to Paul? You know, and Paul was like, well, okay, so well, you stopped me from doing this. I want to do that. You said no to that. I want to go here. You said no to that. But hold on, wait a minute. You wanted me to preach so I could go and preach your word, and now I'm trying to go preach your word. You're stopping me. You're telling me no. You're telling me no. And so, but eventually where Paul was is where God wanted him to stay. And he ended up giving him the means to share God's will, his words, right where he was. That's why God said no. Now, you know, I mean, like, being a parent can be a very difficult thing, right? Just you know, raising your kids and everything. But just think about it, like, you know, my pastor said he was playing, he plays with his kids, and he was playing this game with his kids. It was just a game. He said, I'm just playing the game. He says, it's kind of a hard game, but, I play the game, and I always go, you know, and he says, but it's just a game. I need y'all to know it's just a game. And he'll say stuff like, so if you could go and be with, if mom and I break up, would you want to live with me or you want to live with mom? And he says, you know, and this kid's like, I want to live with you, dude. And so he, at first, he's like, yes, yes. He was feeling good about it. Then he realized, wait a minute. they want to live with me because mom knows how to say no. Dad doesn't know how to say no. And so I'm the weak parent. And that's why they want to live with me. He says, man, I just realized that, you know, and so sometimes being the strong parent, you have to say no. And when God says no, he means no. And you have to know that. We have to believe that. We have to trust him in the storm and say, okay, well, what about this, God? And if he says no, he means it. No. I don't want you doing that. I'm not giving you this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bless you. But I am going to do this. And so what you have to wait for is what I am going to do for you. Because that is your gift. That is your blessing. That's what God wants you to do. And so the big no can be very, very confusing. But God's no is to protect you from yourself, and know that I need you to do something else for me. I need you to be here if you want to be a part of the kingdom. I need you, Wardell, to not listen to your friends talking about these different issues. I need you to talk about me over here on your station, 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I need you to share this word, because someone's going to be listening that needs to hear it. So that's what I need you to do. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my part. We all have a part that we could do. We all have something that we can do. Somehow we participate. And so I'm just asking you to participate. Participate in your walk with Christ. Let him help you help us all. And so if he says no, no means no. And let it be that. But don't give up. You got to hold on, just like Paul did. And before you know it, Paul was being blessed because he was able to preach the word of God and be a blessing to the kingdom of God. So anyway, I just want you guys to know I love you, and I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm glad that we could spend some time together. I pray that you, maybe I should let the music tell you that, but I just want you to just give your joy to God and just let him just love you, okay? So come on, guys. We're going to do this together here on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you and everything you do, God. You're amazing, God, and we want to do the right thing here. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. Let's get going.
The stripes on your back makes you bigger. The stripes on your back. we go.
Come on, everybody.
For blessing us so much with this wonderful show. We had such a great time, and you know, much love and many blessings to all you guys. I hope you all had a good time, and just remember to keep God first. Keep God, you know, right up there, right up in front. Make sure that He is the reason for the season, and any season that you find yourself in any situation, whether it's happy or whether it's sad, always put God first. Let Him reveal to you what it is, what the purpose is, and what you're supposed to do in it. May God bless you guys. I hope you all have a wonderful, warm, and safe, close week with God. Just be blessed, and we look forward to hanging out with you again next week here on Solar Records Radio. I want to thank my buddy Greg for blessing me and being a part of our shows always. Thanks, Greg. I love you, man. And I want to make sure that, you know, give a shout out to all of the consistent listeners. You guys are just awesome. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you guys. May God be with you and bless you and keep you as well. Take care of yourselves, guys. And until next time, I remember God is first, right? He just makes sure you keep Him first and close and just lock Him up. Lock Him up, right? All right. So I want to play this song, and this song is it's a different, very special song that I love to play. All right, so here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Potts. May God bless you, and I'll catch you guys later.
Lord bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Lord bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Children, and their children.
Your resource, he is for,
may the faith.